Hey, everybody. Stu Smith here going live. Hope you are well this Monday morning. I am actually going live here on a couple of different platforms all at the same time. So I got questions over here from Instagram coming, YouTube, and two Facebook pages. So depending on where you are, ask questions. But before we go into questions, let's talk a little bit about getting started. I get a lot of questions every week from mainly two different groups. And the first group tends to be the young kid who's been an athlete for a couple of years, maybe even longer throughout high school and college. And now they're trying to get started into like military service, law enforcement, SWAT team type goals, special ops. And there's a process with that. Usually that process is pretty universal. You have to assess your weaknesses and strengths, start training them and focusing on the specifics of a fitness test to get to the training and the specifics of your future training or selection to get through that. So that's pretty universal. However, the answer to an individual's process depends on their athletic history and their strengths and weaknesses. The other group I get are folks who are beginning the journey of fitness either for the first time or they haven't done anything in 15 or 20 years. They're now 50 years old and 5 pounds a year snuck up on them, and now they're 50 to 75 pounds overweight. And that process of getting started again is also universal because it's all about building a new habit, usually fixed into a schedule. The way I like to do it is to start people off with, here is a time in the day where I want you to make an appointment with yourself. And it doesn't really matter what you do at that time. It just has to be something. It can be sitting on a bike and pedaling. It can be going for a walk. It could be stretching and foam rolling. Whatever it is, I want you to start putting that time into your schedule where you're focusing on this new habit that you're trying to build. And it should be pretty easy to do. When I say easy, I mean, don't go do workouts that you did 20 years ago when you were on a high school football team and you haven't done anything since. That's not where you want to start off. You want to start off just baby steps, walking, building some solid habits. Next thing you know, you're adding in more water in your day. You're starting to eat better. And then you can start adding in more time, more intensity, new training. Maybe it's go to the gym. Maybe it's do calisthenics, whatever. But that journey tends to start off best with someone just developing that new habit of time, because that's where most people screw it up. They always say, I don't have time to work out. Well, put it in the schedule, because if it's not in the schedule, it does not exist at all. So make it a habit. So there we go. We can start taking some questions. I usually just like to talk for about 4 or 5 minutes on these Monday and Tuesday morning live Q&A shows that I do. For those of you guys on Instagram, I don't normally go to Instagram. It's usually just on my Facebook and YouTube pages that I do these Monday and Tuesday live Q&As. And the way this works is Monday, we talk about training in the show, as well as take live Q&A, questions and answers at the end considering any topic, really, from training to military service and all that. The other part of it on Tuesday is I usually introduce it with something swimming related, and then we do some share screens and show some live critiques of the combat swimmer stroke and other swimming strokes that people need help with. So I got a lot of questions over here on YouTube, so I'm going to start there first. Looks like there's a couple over here on Instagram as well. We'll get to those. If for some reason I miss your question, you can just send it in the DMs over here on Instagram, or just email me stu@stusmith.com, and I am happy to answer that question for you. So let's see what we got. Training for recon. Whenever I practice drown proofing, I cannot sink to the bottom. I weigh 140 pounds. Is this a problem? Yeah, you need to exhale some air from your lungs. See how that works. But at 140 pounds, you know, that is not an overweight situation where you have so much body fat that you can't sink. That is another type of problem. You should be able to bounce off the bottom and do push-ups off the bottom, given, depending on how tall you are. But I mean, at 140, I'm assuming that's pounds and not kilograms, because that's a different story. So my advice is to kick off the bottom a little harder, you know, get yourself to the bottom, you know, exhale everything, get yourself to the bottom, kick off the bottom a little harder to where your chest just gets out of the water. Then start exhaling, you know, after you inhale, start exhaling immediately. And that little bit of extra body out of the water will provide some momentum going downward. Just gravity is going to pull you down. Try that out and see if that helps with getting you to the bottom a little better. Good morning, Stu. Do you have any books or recommendations on learning leadership skills for people wanting to be officers? Good question. You know, I would seriously go check out, you know, the Jocko and Leif Babin book. I think those are really good. But there's countless. I've read one recently. Where is that thing? By Stavridis, Admiral Stavridis. He used to be a NATO allied supreme commander, like 04, or sorry, four-star admiral. He wrote one, Sailing True North, and I think he did a breakdown of like 10 different generals and admirals throughout history and their leadership style and their strengths and weaknesses, their accomplishments. And it was really a good one. So check out that one. But I do like the Leif Babin Jocko book on extreme ownership. That's a good foundation for leadership, I think. When you speak of auto quals for CLPST, what does that mean? It just means good scores, above average scores. The only thing I can find on the standard and competitive scores. That's the competitive scores are the auto quals. You know, they change things every freaking quarter. So my advice is this. If you really want to crush the PST on your first time, which I highly recommend, don't even talk to a recruiter until you are crushing the PST. You want to swim about an 8-minute swim, between 8:30. You want to swim do a 9-minute run. You want to do 80 to 100 push-ups, 80 to 100 sit-ups, 20 pull-ups, period. That is your minimum standard, is what I recommend. If you're not there, don't waste anybody's time. And that's my opinion. They won't take you seriously if you show up there on day one and you're that good, they're going to be calling you back. It's not like one of those things where you're trying to get in touch with a recruiter and they're never calling you back. They're going to call you back because they know you're serious. I've been pretty consistently upping the amount I'm working out. That's good. Progression is smart. But I'm starting to get a pain in my right hip, especially when I do breaststroke kick. You have any idea what that is? Just maybe you have a wonky breaststroke kick. Have you tried scissor kick instead? Maybe try that. I don't know. I mean, I will tell you this. When I run a lot or ruck, do leg days, my hips take a beating. Like I can definitely feel my hips if I do not do regular mobility training and flexibility training with my hips. So my suggestion is this. Start working in the water, treading, doing some aqua jogging, doing all the dynamic stretches that you can think of, like prior to a athletic competition, you know, you're warming up. Do all of those athletic dynamic stretches in chest deep water. And I promise you, your hips are going to feel alive. Like there was a time when I was 45 years old where I was in the middle of a run cycle. We were probably hitting 40 miles and my hips were just trashed. I mean, I really thought this might be my last running cycle that I ever do. Just because it hurt so bad. And it had nothing to do with, really didn't have a lot to do with mileage. It had more to do with just me not really listening to the need of my body to work more flexibility and mobility. So that's where I came up with my mobility day, which is simply a 5-minute non-impact cardio followed by a 5-minute stretch and foam roll. You do that for an hour or 50 minutes. And then you go to the pool and you do a tread, you do drown proofing, you do the aqua jogging, you do the dynamic stretches in chest deep water. Next thing you know, you walk out of there and your hips are feeling awesome. And it doesn't take very long. It probably took me about 2 weeks of mixing in some of that a couple of times a week. And I was back to running pain-free. And I am now 54, been running 9 years since that, you know, no problem. So that's what I do for my hips, because you know why? Hips don't lie. Your hips don't lie, as Shakira says. Good morning, sir. You're right. Make training a habit. Less phone, more groan. Oh, I like that one. All right, let's see. I'm 5'10", 155, around 15% body fat. How many pounds a month should I put on? I'd like to bulk up to 175. Well, here's the deal. It's hard to put on weight. I mean, you'll be lucky to put on a pound a week. So pace yourself, because it sounds like you want to put on 20 pounds. And 20 pounds of muscle, more muscle than fat, is hard to do. But you can do it, but it's probably going to take you, let's say, at on average, 4 pounds a month. So you're looking at 5 months. So that's typical. What are your thoughts on completing your workout plan? However, taking out the runs and using the SEALSWIC run spreadsheet instead. If you need to do that, that's fine. I have a lot of people who take out the runs and put in a running program that they want to do, such as like a marathon running program. Somebody wants to run a marathon. I have a running program that I created that I am actually starting to add into my new programs. because it has been this helpful. But check out this link I'm putting in there. The article for you guys over here at Instagram, it is called Running Program to Help You Get To and Through Selection. And I don't know why my camera just died here. All right, there we go. And it's a really helpful article that has everything from goal pace running, hills and sand, and what else? Other hills, sand, interval type running, sprints. There's a longer distance run. Maybe you can throw in a ruck with it as well. But it's a good mix. Running plan to help you get to and through selection. And it's, here's the cool thing about this one. This is a 6-week plan, and there's no progression to it. You have to build up to 20 miles a week. And once you're at 20 miles a week, you just stay there and you crush these times and paces. You don't go any higher, don't go any lower. You're just focusing on speed and pace. So you can manage a 6-minute mile pace for your mile and a half, and you can manage a 7-minute mile pace for your 4 or 5 mile timed runs. Hey, let's take some questions over here on Instagram here real quick. Saw a couple pop up. Yeah, where are you guys? A lot of people checking in. Okay, how do you recommend someone restart after major surgeries? Great question. I have an article called The Systems Check article. And you got to check that out. I have posted this a couple times over on Instagram, but it's on my YouTube page and Facebook page right now. It is called, and you can search this, it is called Perform a Systems Check After Long Bouts with Illness, Injury, or Not Training. And it's a good little way to go into a workout again. And it just tests little elements of your training without putting you in the hurt locker. So check that out. I've actually done this recently. Well, I shouldn't say recently. A year and a half ago when I had bronchitis. You'll see in the article I write about my experience, because I created this after this bout with bronchitis. And I found it to be very helpful for a variety of things. People who are just getting over COVID, the flu, pneumonia, post-surgery, or just they haven't done anything in a while and they just want to try to see where they should focus on. So, yeah, check that out. Good question over there. Systems check. If you go to Google, put in perform a systems check, Stu Smith, it'll pop up. I got a bunch of articles out there, you know. So, who is this? Was a Heroes of Tomorrow trainee years ago. Just returned from my first deployment as an LT and loving it. All started with you and the guys. Yes, we are still crushing it. In fact, if you go to heroesoftomorrow.org, you will see a program that I do here in Maryland, and it's free. It's free training for anybody who wants to serve. It's a lot of fun. Those are the pictures that you see, my guys in the morning and me doing workouts outside here in Severna Park, Maryland, or Annapolis, Maryland. And it's a lot of fun. Been doing it for years. So, over 20 years now. So, hope you're doing well, man. Love your shows and Discovery Channel. Ah, that's been some time. Watched it regularly. It's awesome. Yeah, I did a show 10 years ago called Fight Science, where I was in this ice bucket, big ice bucket. They tried to freeze me. They did. They got me pretty cold, hypothermic level. And once I started running around, I did this obstacle course, had to shoot something at the end, and it was a good show. It was very scientific, I will say. All right, one more question over here. Thank you. One more question over here on Instagram, then I'll get back to you guys over here on YouTube. How do you know when you're ready for buds other than crushing the PST? Well, funny you should say that, because I actually have an assessment tool to get to and through selection. And I'm going to put it into my YouTube and Facebook comment section. You guys, I'm not going to put it over here on the Instagram one. It's just not feasible right now. But if you do a search called physical assessment tools to and through selection, Stu Smith, you will find a great article. It has a podcast in there. And there are, yes, PST scores. There's also 4 mile timed run scores. There's 2 mile swims with fin scores. There's rucks. There's lifts, weighted pull ups. There's probably about 20 different exercises and events that you should be able to do a certain standard. And if you can do all those, you are physically prepared for buds. And these scores that are in there that I recommend are from people who have actually done training with us and have made it through buds. Not just two buds, but through buds. Good question. Let's see what we got here. Flavio. Oh, I asked this question already. Asked that question already. 5'6". Even when I exhale, I always bob up. Man, I'm not sure. Maybe you need some muscle mass. I'm not sure. Depending on your body fat percentage, you know, people that, if you're lean, you should not have a problem sinking. You should have a problem floating and treading should be a harder challenge. I'm not sure. I mean, it really depends on your body fat. Look, fat floats, muscle will sink. That's how it works. Are weights necessary to get ready for the PST Spec Ops training? Depends. Right now, I only have a pull-up bar, pool, and heavy sandbag. That may be enough for you. Put it this way. For me, I didn't lift weights for about 18 months prior to going to SEAL training. But my athletic history was nearly a decade of nothing but powerlifting and football level cardio, which meant anything over 100 yards was considered long distance for me. So I didn't need to lift. You know, there are many people that I say do not even go into the weight room because you're a D1 football player and you need to lose 50 pounds of muscle and bulk in order to just pass the PST. So it depends. If you're a endurance athlete, let's say you're a swimmer, can crush the pool, but you start falling apart when you start running, you may need to build some stability and some durability into those joints that have been used to zero gravity for whatever decade that you've been swimming. So the answer is it depends. Depends on your strengths and weaknesses. That's why I say assess yourself with that physical assessment tool that I just mentioned and see where your strengths and weaknesses are. You may need to lift prior to going into buds. Otherwise, the first 4 weeks of buds are going to crush you physically and probably mentally because the boats and logs don't play. That is a source of most of the attrition at SEAL training.
Oh,
Good question, though. All right, so trying to focus on top-end speed for my CSS. It's not a sprint. Remember that. It's not a sprint. You still have pull-up, push-up, sit-ups, and a mile and a half to do afterwards. So you have to be at a conservation of energy focus when you take that test. So that means efficient is more important than top-end speed. Can do a 25-25 for a full set of 20, equivalent to 10 sets of 50-50. Is this just as beneficial, provided the rest is very minimal? It's a place to start. I'm not knocking you reducing the 50-50 protocol to a 25-25. I've actually done that with many people who are just beginning swimmers. But eventually you need to evolve into a 50-50, and that needs to evolve into a 75-75, 100-100. You know, so there should be progressions moving. And eventually when you start pulling hundreds together, back-to-back hundreds with minimal rest, next thing you know, you're doing 500 in 8 minutes, you know, with not a lot of effort. So I'm not sure really what you're asking, other than, is it beneficial? Sure, it's a good place to start, but you need to grow from there. I'd like to know the difference between increased strength and crush the PST book and the winter lift cycle. I'm looking for a book to put on mass. Both will help you put on mass. The differences are that I created a winter lift cycle here, right? That winter lift cycle. I created another winter lift cycle, which I might not have a copy of, it appears. Oh, I might. Ah, but darn. Don't think I do. Anyway, I got fall and winter lift cycles. That's a 24-week workout that was just done in 2020. So some of these are just years of me doing the winter lift cycle. The book Tactical Strength is a winter lift cycle from like 2018. The program Navy SEAL Weight Training is a winter lift cycle from 2016. So they're just different years of my personal winter lift cycle that I do with Spec Ops candidates, all of which have done quite well shortly thereafter. So it doesn't really matter which winter lift cycle you consider. However, in this particular case, the fall winter lift cycle, and I'd be darned if I don't have one. I'm terribly sorry. I'd like to show those up when I have them. The fall winter lift cycle is not a block periodization model. It's kind of a fairly linear periodization model. The winter lift cycle here, the one you mentioned, the increased strength and crush the PST program has a block periodization model in it. What that means is there's 3 weeks of strength training to build. Then it's a deload where you focus on cals and cardio for a week, and you do that for 12 to 16 weeks. That's what my last 2 years have been, and I've really enjoyed them and saw a lot of progress with those guys that did that cycle with me. Not only were they getting strong and putting on mass, they also maintained or even improved their PST scores at the same time. So just by that little, you know, deload week from lifting, go back to the prior cycle has been very beneficial. And then we did the same thing with the spring cycle as well. I'll show you later. I wasn't prepared for showing you books today. where we did 3 weeks of run progression and calisthenics, followed by a 1 week deload, dropped the running a little bit, and we focused on strength training that week. And that was a fun progression as well, because you do get burned out, you know, in a 12 week long cycle. So doing those every fourth or fifth week is a good way to change things up a little bit, where you see some progress and you maintain some of those strengths that you had from prior cycles. Some of those gains that you had from prior cycles, you can help maintain or even improve them. So good question. Let's see if we got any more over here on Instagram. Thank you. Okay, what's the best program to improve PST 500-yard CSS swim? Just about every one of my programs has a swimming workout progression in it. I mean, this one right here has a lot of CSS, even some freestyle, hypoxic / skip breathing workouts. Even this one, the one we're doing right now, this winter lift cycle, it's got the 50-50 in it, like I just talked about. In fact, my suggestion would be, and this is something that like you won't hear from many people who are in this business. I have a free workout out there I want you to try, and it is called the 50-50. All right, the 50-50 workout. Here's the name of the article. Wish I could put it over here on Instagram for you, but I'm going to plug it in here to the YouTube and Facebook pages. It's called the 50-50 workout, crush the swim tests in less than a month. So I personally, over the years, I've created many different swim workouts. All of them work. However, once I taught somebody the basic strokes and they can actually do a swim of 50 yards in 50 seconds without it looking like a sprint, it's actually an efficient stroke, then I put them on the 50-50. And that takes them from their current swim of, say, you know, 10:30 down into the 8 minute zone, 8:20, 8:30, even had a few sub eights in about 3 to 4 weeks. So when you say the best program to improve the PST, all of these new ones have the 50-50 in it. And I'm putting, and as I revise some of these programs, I'm putting the 50-50 in it as well. In fact, this Spec Ops program here has the 50-50 workout in it. And then they have a 500-meter swim to do for the PJs, you know, Air Force Special Warfare. This one's a good one, too. If you're fairly new to the calisthenics and cardio, ton of 50-50s in here. It's a great one. So I got multiple ones. There's really not a best one. You know, my suggestion is that 50-50 is a great one. You can either find it in books or you can just do it free because it's an article right up there. Let's see where we go. Come back over here to Facebook. Okay. Good morning. I am currently active duty now and going to be submitting a package in March. Good for SO. Other than the PST, what should I focus on to make my package stand out? You know what? There's really not much your package is going to require. You know, it needs a PST score. Anything that you can add in there, like I did a scuba course, I ran a marathon, you know, whatever, you know, you can throw in countless different activities that you've done, but The biggest thing is chain of command, support, and PST scores. And it really depends on what rate you are, if they're going to let you go to go do an SO. That's why it's really hard. I shouldn't say it's really hard. It is harder to go to buds from the fleet than it is right from the street. It's just the way it's set up. So good luck with that. Let's see. Not a question, but a comment. You're so right about habits. Thank you so much. As it's now been 10 years since I reached out to you. Anyway, at 47, adopting a lot of your advice and suggestions, and I'm in crazy shape, living my best physical life. That's awesome. Because I tell you what, man, 47, that's that zone where a lot of people either, you know, start heading up the fitness ladder or they just nosedive in the other direction. And that makes for a really bad 50s and 60s. And if you're lucky, you might make it to your 70s. And then it's not a high quality of life. So good job, man. You are setting your future high with, you know, quality of life for sure. 100%. Love it. Thank you for going live, Mr. Smith. Can box breathing or other breathing be used to regain your equilibrium when you're behind the power curve and PT and an instructor zeroes in on you? Sure. I mean, you should be understanding the power of your breathing to down-regulate, and that just means to calm yourself down. So now you can think and not react emotionally. But it can also just bring in more oxygen to your body. So you may even be able to perform a little bit better too. I found that I became a much better runner when I learned how to breathe, not only while running, but just breathe in regular life. You know, from box breathing, big inhales, big exhales. But there's countless ways to do it. You know, breathing rhythms before you go to sleep, breathing rhythms when you wake up, before you go do some physical activity. You know, there's all different styles. And written a couple articles on the topic too. In fact, if you do a Google search on the importance of breathing, Stu Smith, and breathing rhythms, Stu Smith, you might be able to find some of those articles. But there's so much out there. You know, I'm not a breathing expert, but I think we all should be good at breathing since we do it from the moment we are on this earth to the moment we're no longer. So get good at it. Let's go over here on Instagram real quick. To and through what again? All right. So if you've been living under a rock and you don't know my saying to and through, it, you should read the article, The Basics, Getting To and Through Selection. So that means you go, phase one of tactical fitness is getting to the training, get accepted into the training. That usually means you got to pass a fitness test. Phase two of tactical fitness is getting through the training. And that means actually graduating. So if you look up the phases of tactical fitness, to and through, in a Google search, you'll find what that means. But come on, man. We talk about that all the time. Let's see. I know the PST is a test that is required to join SEALs, but what is the PT test that the SEALs do annually? You know, they've been, check out the human performance test, Navy human performance test. Unfortunately, they've had some changes. We used to do a different test. It was like an 800 meter swim, 3 mile run, pull up, push up, sit ups. That was back in the 90s. Then they got away from that and they just did what the Navy required. Seriously, push-ups, sit-ups, and a mile and a half. They got rid of that. And they started creating a new one called the Human Performance Test. EOD uses it now quite frequently. They might even do it twice a year as part of their testing. But check out the Navy Human Performance Test. It has everything from deadlifts, weighted pull-ups, a ruck, a swim, an agility run, a 300-meter shuttle run. Yeah, it's got 300-yard shuttle run. It's got some good different types of fitness tests in there. So, good question. It has just changed so many times that I am, be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure exactly what they're doing right now. But it doesn't matter. You just do it. Yeah, Timmy says 50-50 is no joke. Heck of a daily workout. I promise you, it will work. One's ready. My buddy's over there at One's Ready. Thank you. Yeah, you guys check out the One's Ready. I did a podcast with the One's Ready guys. Man, they have a great podcast. And it's all Air Force Special Warfare oriented. And those guys are really good. Highly recommend it. Whether you're going Air Force or not, they will keep you in line for sure. Okay, another question over here on YouTube. I'm doing your 1 month PST challenge right now. If I do that correctly, should I be getting competitive scores if I'm pushing hard? Really depends on where you started. You know, if you're close to competitive scores, absolutely. If you have a horrible weakness with something and you're lacking technique in swimming, or you just have horrible running form, or you can't do any pull-ups, you know, it may be something that is not going to help you that quickly. But if you're somewhere like, let's say, minimum standards of the PST and you want to get competitive standards, I have seen people go in 1 month, crush that PST with that 1 month PST challenge. And once again, guess what? That's a free article. In fact, I'm typing it in right now. 1 month PST challenge, Stu Smith. What's the Google machine put out? This article. I'm going to put the link in the article over here on the YouTube channel, Facebook page. And the name of the article, for those of you over on Instagram, is called 1 month PST challenge, kill the PST in 4 weeks. And it is gives you a picture of this great workout I want you to do. And then you can download the chart and just go to town. Once again, free workout, free workout. Can't argue with that. What is a good college degree that will have beneficial knowledge for spec ops? There's not really one. First of all, college is spelled C-O-L-L-E-G-E. So learn how to spell college if you're considering going to it. But, you know, anything with a foreign language is good, but it really doesn't matter. You know, there's electrical engineers that go to college. There's, you know, English teachers that go to college. History teachers go to college. Foreign language is always a good one. Can't go wrong with that one. But spelling is also important. How do you know when you're ready for buds other than crushing PS? I think I just answered that one. Somebody asked that one over on Instagram, I think. Getting ready for Army Basic is working out 30 to 45 minutes before going to work for 10 hours, 6 days a week in a warehouse enough. You know what? Yes. And I'll tell you why. Is that if you can get in a good, hard, you know, 30, 45 minute workout, and then you're on your feet the rest of the day, for 10 hours, you are going to be used to any of the grind that tends to affect most recruits when they go through any basic training program. That's the hardest part. You know, you have long days, and as long as you're getting used to long days, that's awesome. You know, I tell my guys all the time, you know, work out with me a couple hours in the morning and then, you know, add in something later. But, you know, don't just go take a nap, you know, and eat three meals and be ready to do a second workout in the afternoon. You know, work, you know, go to school, whatever that is, you know, something that keeps you busy mentally or physically. If you can find a manual labor job, construction, landscaping's a good one. You know, there's all, you know, working in trees, you know, tree company, cutting down trees. I mean, all that's really good labor. Because here's the typical day at any selection program or even boot camp is you'll do a couple of workouts, you know, run PT in the morning. You'll go to class for an hour or something, and then you go take care of some equipment and get ready for another event. You go for an obstacle course run, come back and you take care of some equipment, maybe get your ruck ready for the next day. You know, you're just constantly doing stuff. You know, you're standing at attention for God knows how long, folding laundry. There's a ton of stuff to do. So get used to being busy is a great way to prepare for, you know, especially Army basic training and the basic training process, because it's a grind. Any benefits for squatting below parallel? You know, I think you should do both. You know, I have nothing. I mean, I grew up squatting parallel. However, I have really enjoyed taking it all the way down, and it really has helped my hips with, you know, some hip mobility. So if there's a benefit there, I would say yes, it's hip mobility. You know, I did legs today, and I was getting as deep as I could with some front squats. Loved it, right? You know. But yeah, I also do some parallel stuff. I say mix it up. I like to do full range of motions during warm-ups with no weight, so just air squats. And then as I start putting on weight, and depending on how much weight I put on, I will go somewhere between parallel and ass to grass. It may not be a full all the way down. May even be closer to parallel, depending on how heavy I am, but it really kind of depends on the weight I'm using, I guess. I did a systems check after a 2-week bout with gastro, which absolutely broke me. Yes, that one sucks. It took 2 months to get back to where I was. Yeah, that's common. I would say for every week you do nothing, you're going to have at least 2 to 4 weeks to make that back up. Now, you know, that if you're taking 6 months, that's a little bit different story, but, you know, it's not a perfect linear line on that one. But yeah, 2 weeks and takes 2 months, that's not uncommon. Especially if you have an illness that you have to also recover from and gain weight. Did I hear news of the Hell Week class? Yes. Had a couple guys do really well in it, finish it. I think they started with 62, maybe, and they finished with 35. Not all of those guys were quitters. Some of them were injured and they got rolled into the next class. So it's not like they lost that many people from training. They were just injured with some kind of pneumonia or SIPE type of ailment. Let's see. books on books on books. I found for the PST, it's not about quantity. The instructors want to see perfect and slow form. Yeah. It also depends on your instructors. I will tell you this. The instructor grading process in just about any military activity is not very consistent. I'll be nice about it like that. You'll have some that are very over the top with perfect form. Like got to get your chest to the bar on pull-ups, which is not a written standard. You just got to get your chin over the bar. Same thing for push-ups and sit-ups and all that stuff. But yeah, you have to prepare to get to the training, however that process requires. So if you know your instructor crew is going to be very tight on your form, yes, you should practice perfect form. But you should practice perfect form anyway. Good morning from Texas. Which program is best if you want to go SARC? Well, SARC is basically being a recon Marine. So you need to prepare like a recon Marine. You need to pass the Marine fitness test. You need to pass the Marine combat fitness test. You need to prepare for recon stuff, PFT, recon, this even MARSOC level type training. But I would say that one would be the one. That's going to get you ready for all of that. Let's see. You got any more over here on... Do you swim with t-shirt and dive booties and buds? Well, if you swim with fins, you definitely have dive booties on. I'm pretty sure, yeah, we all had t-shirts on too because they wanted to know our names. Been a few times we swam shirtless. I don't remember, to be honest with you. It's not that big a deal. Got a pair of fins on, it doesn't really matter. You got any pictures of you and SEAL teams to share with us? I do, but they are on my phone, which is talking to Instagram right now. I tell you what, if you're here tomorrow, I will have some set up for you when I share my screen for combat swimmer stroke videos. I'll throw a couple up there on the screen. Got a couple of third phase pictures. Got a couple dive pictures. Yes, good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, something I did find? This is cool. I wonder if I have them down here. I don't think I do. But I actually found my bud's graduation certificate, which I've been looking for it for like 20 years. Just found it. My wife found it in some tax form, which I thought was funny. I wonder what the hell I do with it. Anyway, so that was fun. Probably frame it, put it behind me. All right, let's see. Alex says, DJ Shipley, good fella. Like that guy. Recommended me to you. I'm 16, have about 2.5 years until I graduate. I just started the CSS. Wondering how many times per year I should swim or times per week I should swim. I'm a runner as well. It depends. There's nothing wrong with swimming 5 times a week, even 6, if you really want to. Not sure if that's necessary, especially once you build up to an ability to swim a 500-yard swim pretty easily, along with, swimming a couple thousand meters with fins. You could do that and do your fin swimming on leg days a couple days a week and then do 2 or 3 swims, practice treading, stuff like that, the other 3 days. Don't be in a hurry to get to buds, though. There's no rule that you have to be there at 16 or at 18 years old. Go when you're ready. So I tell people all the time, don't set some arbitrary timeline up that I am going to go to Bud's when I am 18 years old, when I, you know, month after I graduate high school. Why set yourself up on this arbitrary timeline that has nothing to do with your performance, right? If you can't get in shape by that time, you don't need to be going to Bud's at that time. You need to go to Bud's when you're ready. First of all, don't even talk to a recruiter until you're crushing the PST with all the competitive scores that you see online. Then make sure you have time to prepare to get through the training, which are all the specifics of your training of longer runs, rucks, swims with fins. You've had some load-bearing experience with lifting, carrying weight around on your shoulders, chest carry lunges, you know, all those things you're going to be getting hammered on, you know, when you're under a log. So make sure you are ready on that level as well. Once again, you should check out that article of mine called Assessment Tool to Get To and Through Selection. Stu Smith. Just put that in the search engine, assessment tool to get to and through selection. That will help you. That will give you all the ideas of what you need to do to get to and through Bud's training. All right. Last question over here on Instagram. Then I'm going to start wrapping this up. What's the most common reason for a plateau in performance? I've been training for a year now, and my scores are not increasing significantly. Could be you need a harder plan, or it could be could mean you're training too hard and you're not seeing results. You're not resting enough. You're not recovering to do that. A lot of people who do daily calisthenics and wonder why they're not performing well is because you're not recovering. So don't do that. You know, people who do 5 leg days a week, that's not smart either, right? So make it so where you are actually recovering muscle parts, exercises are done every other day at the max. Maybe give a 2-day rest in between some of them. And, you know, you may need a harder plan that pushes you more. So there's so many reasons: missing out on sleep, not eating well enough, not being fueled prior to training. So countless, countless reasons that you need to balance in a perfect balance. So if you're training too much, you need to work on your sleep and nutrition, right? If you're not training enough, you need to train a little harder. So I don't know. Maybe it's a technique issue too. So there's a whole lot of things that it could be. But email me with some of your specifics. I might be able to answer a little more personally for you. Let's see. One more question over here. We'll wrap this up. Did you send the running program in the chat by chance? Yes, I did. It is called Running Program to Get You To and Through Selection. But yes. Does, you know, NSW prep and bow doesn't prepare you for logs and boats? Well, it depends. It introduces you to logs and boats. So is that pretty good? There's not enough time to prepare you for logs and boats when you're 6 weeks out from logs and boats. You know, all you can do is get an introductory to logs and boats. You know, your preparation for logs and boats happens 6 months to a year before, if you need to build some strength to handle that kind of activity. You know, it's all about durability. All right, so I am seeing a ton of questions here, which, by the way, I really appreciate all these questions. I just unfortunately am at an hour and I have to go. So you guys can email me your question at stu@stusmith.com. If I did not answer your question, you can DM it to me over here on Instagram. Tomorrow I will be back at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We'll do another live. So those of you at Instagram, I will not be at Instagram. I'll be over here on YouTube and my Facebook pages going live. So subscribe to my YouTube channel and you'll get these notifications when I'm going live. And yeah, happy to critique some CSS videos tomorrow and take some more questions as well. And if you're looking for really good CSS critique page, go to my TikTok page. And if you don't like the app, that's fine. Just go to the website on your computer, TikTok.com/@StuSmith50. Same address as my Instagram page, StuSmith50. There's also a lot on my Reels, a lot of CSS videos on my Reels and critiques. So you can check those out as well. So, but yeah, nothing but CSS critiques over on TikTok. All right, folks, go check out StuSmithFitness.com. If you're still around and you want to save some money, I do have a coupon code that I only let my live folks know about. And it is called Live20. And you'll save 20% on whatever you buy over at StuSmithFitness.com. There's books, ebooks, coaching programs over there as well. So with that, I will be out of here. And I will see you guys tomorrow, 9 a.m. Have a good one.